Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2:42 and 23 seconds. It must be time for a football fix. Craigers. All right, Malzy. We got a lot on the table here today. I told you that Jeff Capel was alone the other day. I believe after accepting, of course it was, after accepting the job. May have been Tuesday. Chopping vegetables, which he says he likes to cook to relax, and he gets a 412 number pop up on his phone. Wasn't answering a lot of calls at the time, he said, but he thought it might have been one of his players, so he wanted to answer it. Guess who it was? Wrong. Mike Tomlin was on the other end of the line welcoming Jeff Capel to Pittsburgh.
What's the worst-case scenario there, that it's like Mike Mitchell, somebody like that? That's got to be an interesting call to get.
Or you, yes.
Well, that's really the worst case scenario. Yeah, I imagine that's one that kind of wakes you up to the reality of the job you just accepted. Here's one of the most famous guys in the entire sports landscape, to say nothing of his own sport.
Lifelong Steeler fan, Jeff Capel is, and said it means a lot that he is the first African-American basketball coach in Pitt history. So that was pretty cool to hear him talking about that.
Mike Tomlin's a guy that went to school and is from right down in ACC country as well.
Yes, he is. Craigers. All right, Odell Beckham, the Giants, their coach, their GM, their owner, have said anything but, yes, we're absolutely keeping this guy. Of course we are. How dare you even ask? Which has a lot of people thinking that he could be traded, Malzy. And apparently they're looking for two first-round picks.
Yeah, not going to get that.
You don't think?
No. No wide receiver is worth two first-round picks, not even
I know of a team that has picks number 12 and 22, the Buffalo Bills. Oh, Craigers with a false start.
Oh,
so,
God.
No, of course. Thank you. I'm not giving up the 12 and 22 picks for Odell Beckham, but another team talked about this is the Rams, because they have cap room. They have a strong desire for even more star power out in L.A., and they could give up a low first-round pick and maybe next year a second-round pick or so. Would you do it if you were them? Would you do that if you're the Giants?
If I'm the Rams, it depends on how badly I value the idea of winning that one Super Bowl, because everyone says Super Bowl, it's the be-all, end-all, but I think in reality a lot of fans want their team to be in contention year after year after year. Like, the grind is sort of part of the appeal here. They are shooting for the moon if they do this, and I can't help but think it's sort of tied into drumming up even more interest as that big, gaudy stadium goes in L.A., you know what I mean? Like, it's, hey, look, we're not just the Rams coming back to L.A., we're a Super Bowl contender. I got to believe that's another reason they're getting mentioned. I think I would do it if I were them.
So would I. Showtime. That's what they're calling them, Showtime.
What they are doing in L.A. with that team is, they've become the story of the NFL right now in the offseason. B, it is either going to work spectacularly well or blow up spectacularly.
This is the NBA or the NFL's equivalent of what we've seen in the NBA, of just going out and trying to build a super team. And I love it. I do. I don't know that it's going to work. But I love that they're trying.
Very interesting.
Crackers. All right, this is interesting. So you may remember after Stephon Diggs' incredible catch in the playoff game, right?
Yep.
That they win the game, but then there's a long delay, and then both teams have to come out for the extra point.
Yes, a meaningless extra point that literally could not have done anything.
Well,
the gambling line, I guess, could have been affected.
Very interesting, yes. So even in the regular season now, the NFL has voted to approve a rule change proposed by the competition committee to eliminate extra points after touchdowns that decide the outcome of games on the final play. That's a mouthful, Mulsey, but if you win on the final play, you don't have to kick an extra point. Top of your head, and then I bet we're going to argue about this. Do you like this?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I hate it for two reasons. One is point spreads.
Okay.
One is point spreads.
But you don't gamble on sports.
No, but a lot of people do. And
okay, why do you hate it on their behalf, though?
Because I don't know that it's a true outcome of the game, that all of a sudden you say, okay, well, you don't have to kick an extra point on that particular touchdown.
I mean.
Although they don't do it on overtime plays, do they either? Well, that's because it's the final play of a game.
Yeah, but so is the one in Minnesota. It's the final play of a game.
Well, here's the bigger reason anyway.
I can see you wavering already.
No. Here's the bigger reason.
Mm.
Points allowed, points scored, and net points all come into play for tiebreakers. I think it's only right that you kick it. No, I don't. I'm trying to make a point here, and it's absolutely idiotic. No, the game should just end.
For you.
The game should end.
Yes, it should.
They shouldn't have both teams come out and kick it.
No, they shouldn't.
An idiotic extra point.
This is progress.
Because you've reached a true outcome.
Yes, you have.
Gregers?
I'm glad you worked yourself all the way back around on that one.
I had to talk that one out loud to realize it. Geno Smith, his next stop could be L.A. and the Chargers. What do you make of Geno Smith's career so far, Malzi?
Not a whole lot. He's terrible.
Would you rather have Geno Smith or Johnny Manziel on your team next year?
Oh, can I take option C, Colin Kaepernick? I mean, seriously.
No, those two, Manziel or Geno.
Geno, through like gritted teeth, because I really don't think Manziel can play in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess.
Geno. I do.
But,
I agree with
barely,
that in the end.
But barely.
It's
right.
Incredible to me that Kaepernick is not going to get a chance to play.
Is it incredible
ridiculous.
Or is it disappointing? Because incredible implies that you thought that he actually would get a chance at some point.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.